السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again, this majlis of zikr, as you are well aware by now, that the maqsad and the purpose of this majlis is to light up that fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love in our hearts and the love of Nabiyyu Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we have sometimes Naat Sharif, sometimes Zikrullah, some nasihats and advices. But it is for this purpose. And this I keep on repeating, because many a times we have misunderstandings that so many things are happening around in the globe and around the world, and we are still sitting and just discussing the same fazail of Zikrullah or reading some Naat Sharif. Whereas there should be a discussion on the other issues. So indeed, that is what I keep on saying, that there is a need for a discussion of all issues. A Muslim is a person who worries about another Muslim, irrespective of how far he may be in the world. The hurt, the pain, the suffering of one individual Muslim anywhere in the world is supposed to be the suffering of the entire Ummah. So there has to be a discussion of those issues. There are different platforms for that, different programs for that. Then we have tafsir programs, where ayat of the Quran Sharif, their meaning, the shan-e nuzul, what was the background for the revelation of that ayat, or that ayat. What are the ahkam and the laws that are deduced from those ayat. So tafsir of the Quran Sharif, commentary of the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's only in his life that you find so much of jami'iyat, comprehensive, encompassing every aspect of a human being's life. You will find the talimat and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It really, really is sufficient for any person to understand the beauty and the truth of Islam. The beauty of Islam, if a person wants to understand, or that it is a religion of truth and haq, and has got nothing to do with any kind of batil. This much is sufficient, that someone that grows up in Makkah Mukarrama, and everybody knows him so well, they know he didn't go to any college, university, school, Darul Uloom, Madrasa, nothing. And even the society that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends him amongst is not a society of very highly learned, educated people, great scholars. Otherwise they would have said, because he lived in such a society, he grew up in such a society, so therefore he learnt it from them. So So there's no question of him even learning from scholars of the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Ummi. Now this history of Islam, everybody knows what kind of jahalat and ignorance there was, and what kind of sins they were engaging in, and what kind of vices and evils they were soaked in. Everybody knows. Drinking, gambling, fornication, adultery, anything that you can think of under the sun, everything existing. Then after 40 years he is informed of his nubuwwat, crown of nubuwwat that he was given. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him to be the final messenger long before the creation of the heaven and the earth. But this information came to him when he had the first verses of the Quran Sharif were revealed upon him of Surah Qura, Surah Alaq. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for 40 years there were no ayat of the Quran Sharif that he recited to the people. There were no ahkam and laws that he invited the people towards. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not discuss all the issues that we find discussed in the Quran Sharif. So it was after 40 years. Then there was a period of time which we term as the zaman of fatrat of wahi. That wahi stopped. Surah Wadduha was then revealed. So now some say it was 3 years. So if you really look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life of preaching, of inviting towards the Quran Sharif, towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and all the other laws and ahkam and orders and commands of Sharia, everything else if you have to look at it. So even if we have to say it's 13 years of Makkah Mukarramah and 10 years of Madinah Tayyibah, it's 23 years. In 23 years of life, when there's so much of opposition, when there's so much of torture and persecution and everything else taking place, there is no time to even sit and educate anybody. And then there's battles and wars, confederation, coalition of forces coming from Makkah Sharif to Madina Sharif. Amongst all that, Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of Khandaq and the Trench. And then even when they're going for Umrah, then Sulh Hudaybiyah takes place, they have to return. And then the Fatah and conquest of Makkah Mukarramah and Hajjatul Wida, all those things you have to look at. Now in that short period of time, besides the 30 chapters of the Quran Sharif, to recite that, to explain what is the Quran Sharif, to translate into action the Holy Quran Sharif teachings, and then to cover every aspect, to discuss ibadat, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and in such detail everything. Then again all the akhlaq and muamlat, our dealings, our transactions. Look at the number of ahadith that you find, the sayings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to transactions, buying, selling, inheritance, zakat, in dealings, then on akhlaq and muamlat, on akhlaq, on good character. Then if you have to look at the evil actions of a person, whether it is jealousy, malice, greed, pride, anger, arrogance, take any aspect, and it is discussed in such detail, that nothing is left out. How can any person achieve all that without having gone to any madrasa, no darul ulum, no maktab, nothing? If that is not a miracle, then what else it is? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's prophethood, there is no question of any doubt. It is only a person who has got ignorance, or he has got enmity and hatred for Islam, or the person is jealous and envious, or is full of pride and arrogance, then only he will reject. There's no way that the person can point a finger at the authentic, reliable, crystal clear teachings of Islam. It is those fabricated ahadith, lots of ahadith and sayings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have been fabricated. And they did that so that confusion may arise amongst the people. Such kind of fabrication that when a person will read that, they'll say, what kind of prophet of Allah this is? Otherwise, look at it, in everything they're just doing research upon research. And they're coming to the same conclusions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to 1400 years ago. Now, at that time they should say, what is this napping in the afternoon? The 40 winks or nap or whatever they call it, a little while of rest. Now when we used to say that that is sunnat, so there was a lot of objection, criticism. And now look at the articles that are coming up after research, that how much of benefit there is in that little nap or that little while rest, qailula as we call it, that little while rest, how much of benefit there is. It revitalizes the brains, rejuvenates, and makes the person function better. His mind and head functions better. So much so that in some places they're even thinking of giving some kind of time in the office hours for that little while after lunch to have 40 winks. And then all the other details that came now recently in one email. So there's so much of research. The toothstick, they called it, toothstick, the miswak. And look at all the virtues that we used to talk about miswak. Now they're saying, why the teeth of the people in the North African countries is so strong? And why they don't suffer from those gum problems that we suffer? Which toothpaste they are using? Now they're coming to the same conclusion, they're using the same toothstick. The sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as you have heard many times, Shah Abrar al-Haq rahmatullah alayhi should say, Ashal ajmal akmal. In three words he summarized the whole. Very, very easy. Very easy. Take the nikah. Take the walimas. Take the funeral processions. The janazah, the kafan, dafan. Take our ibadat. Any aspect you look at. There's nothing but easiness in there. Something that will accommodate a person who is living in the jungles, in the mountains, on the mountain tops, or is living in a city, or is living in a village. Every person will be able to easily follow the deen and sharia, Quran and sunnah. Very, very simple and easy. Ashad. Ajmal, very beautiful. There's beauty in it. If every Muslim of the country or the world, or at least a large percentage, if they have to adopt the beautiful way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then even those who are disbelievers in Allah Ta'ala and in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they'll see beauty in Islam. They will see real beauty. And they will come into Islam in folds, in large numbers like they came in the past. And perfect. There's no way that any person can point a finger. So there is a need, as I was saying, that for different programs, for the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to be discussed, the masail of deen to be discussed, tabligh and da'wat, that is also essential. A person is learning, learning and learning, but after that not propagating, he is not teaching others, so he is not attaining the objective. So there is a need to learn and to propagate also, to teach others also. So the different flavors and the different aromas and the different fragrances you get in different majalis and programs. But this, what we have on Thursday night here, so it has a different fragrance, and that is that way we try to bond ourselves, to link ourselves with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Of course we will say that in all other programs we can do that. Indeed we can. But when you say that this program is specially for this purpose, so then the mind is focused, that we want to light up that love of Allah Ta'ala, looking at His Qudrat, His might, His glory, His power, and His bounties and His ni'mats which are unlimited upon us, our sight, our hearing, our speech, the sun, the moon, the stars, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Look at the intricate details. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how much He has given to us. Now when we are going to look at all those namats and bounties, and then we read Naat Sharif to light up the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that how much ihsan and favor he did upon us, that he took upon himself all the pain and suffering and difficulties and hardships, whereas there was no need for him to do so. But he was stoned in Taif. His Mubarak shoes become filled with his Mubarak blood. Imagine the greatest after Allah Ta'ala, the chosen one. And we all say he's Mehboob of Rabbul Alameen. Mehboob. Which person would like to see his Mehboob injured, hurt, persecuted, tortured, stoned? But for the sake of the Ummah, so that the Ummah may get some consolation, that when they are going to invite towards this Mubarak Deen of Allah Ta'ala, or when they are going to go through some suffering or hardship or difficulty in their lives, then they will say that if the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ba'adas Khuda Wuzruqtui Qissa Mukhtasar, after Allah Ta'ala the greatest Qissa Mukhtasar, لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرگ تو یہ قصہ مختصر. Nobody can really do justice to the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. After Allah is the greatest. But look at that mehboob of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes he's stoned in Taif. Dogs are put behind. Little children, adults, others mocking, teasing, calling him all kinds of names, labeling him a magician, calling him a madman, stoned again in Uhud, going into sajda, intestines of animals on his back. And throughout his life, nothing but a struggle, a real struggle. People talk about struggle, that is the real struggle. But in the 23 years, what happened? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sacrifices, if a person is going through some difficulties and hardships, then he looks at that. How many of us have ever had to tie a stone on our belly because of hunger? The Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the battle of Khandaq, stone tied on the belly. Okay. And when the Sahabi complains to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, informs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they were not complaining. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shows two stones tied on his stomach. And how much we eat. But only one concern, that no person must suffer in this world and in the hereafter. That's all. What else was his concern? So to light up the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there are some brothers of ours who are sitting in Madina Sharif this very moment in time. And they have requested that there should be some Naat Sharif on Madina Sharif. They are listening now over the stream. So a request coming from Madina Sharif, I consider as sa'adat. We accept. There's khair in it for us, that whilst we picture that they are sitting there listening, and we picture and imagine ourselves to be at the Rauza Mubarak, reciting Salat and Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and then we recite the Naat Sharif, then the kafiyat of the heart is something that we cannot describe in words. Once again, must have been 120 times by now, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat and the love of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description. And that is also the case when the true muhabbat and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes into the heart. व्यापक तुझे ये कयामे मदीना, मुबारक तुझे ये कयामे मदीना, मुबारक तुझे हो ऐ अर्ज़े मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहरे मदीना। मुबारक तुझे हो ऐ अर्ज़े मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहरे मदीना। ओ लैंड ऑफ मदीना शरीफ, मुबारक तुझे हो ऐ अर्ज़े मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहरे मदीना। इट इज द सिटी ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ओ माय डियर ब्रदर्स, वी आर सिटिंग देयर इन मदीना शरीफ, वी आर सिटिंग इन द सिटी ऑफ नबी अलैहिस्सलाम। मुबारक तुझे हो ऐ अर्ज़े मदीना, नबी का शहर है ये शहरे मदीना। I mentioned last night that if you have to look at even Kaabatullah Sharif, Kaabatullah Sharif, there was a period of time that came over Kaabatullah Sharif when there were idols inside the Kaaba Sharif. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, used to worship those idols and they were placed inside the Kaaba Sharif in Makkah Mukarram. The house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Baytullah Sharif, it was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who came and removed them. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. So it required the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to come and remove them. But there was a period of time when that happened. But if you have to take the resting place of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is in Madina Sharif, after Hijrat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Madina Sharif. That piece of ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak body lies, or was placed, we believe in a kind of hayat that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave to him immediately after. But that piece of ground, the virtue of that and the greatness of that is even more than the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And no period of time came over that piece of ground when there was any kind of kufr or shirk or anything that took place. That was how it was protected. Same with Riyazul Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's city, Madina Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose for the resting place and for the spread of the deen of Allah Ta'ala from throughout the globe. It took place from Madina Sharif. So he says, Mubarak tujhe ho ay arz-e Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ya shahar-e Madina. It is not the city of some king or ruler. People go to different parts of the world and they are told that some king ruled here and he died and they buried him here. This is not going to see the city of just some king or ruler. We are going to see this city of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest after Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidul Anbiya, Jameelo mein Ajmal, Sharifo mein Ashraf, Kamilo mein Akmal, Tajdar-e-Madina, Ahmad-e-Mujtaba, Muhammad-e-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahar. Therefore, that beautiful couplet again. Kaunain mein shohrat hai, sarkar-e-du-alam ki. Kaunain mein shohrat hai, sarkar-e-du-alam ki. chai hui rahmat hai sarkari du alam ki. Kaunain mein shohrat hai sarkari du alam. Ay arz madina kaash aankhon mein tujhe rakh lo. Ay arz madina kaash aankhon mein tujhe rakh lo. Jannat hai ye jannat hai sarkare du alam ki. Ay arz madina kaash aankhon mein tujhe rakh lo. Jannat hai ye jannat hai sarkar e do alam. What do we know the value of Madina Sharif? When we go there, our time is passed in shopping complexes, shopping malls, purchases of items which we can get anywhere in the world. Nothing wrong with it if a person buys a few items as gifts for the family members. It is sunnah. But where the major part of a person's time is spent outside and very little time inside the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or in ibadat, or in tilawat, or in zikr, or in durood salam, so then it shows that there is some kind of deficiency and weakness in our understanding of what Madina Sharif is. It's not a tourist resort, not a place for holiday. For tourism, there are lots of places in the world. So, ay arz-e Madina kaash, aankhon mein tujhe rakh lo. Jannat hai tu jannat hai, sarkare du alam. So, we get back to what we are reading here. Mubarak tujhe ho, ay arz-e Madina. Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahre Madina. Tere paas jab sahi ye de do jahan hai. Tere paas jab sahi ye de do jahan hai. Na kyun rashke aflak ho phir Madina. Kashmir can say we've got beautiful gardens. Switzerland can say we have beautiful mountains. In other parts of the world you will have other tourist attractions. People will flock there from different parts of the world. But after they have visited it once or twice, they are tired of it. They want to see something else. And it doesn't bring any kind of noor in the heart of a person. No kind of sukoon. Which place in the world will you ever get a city where rests the one for whom the kainat was created? Na masjid ke oonche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina. Agar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hote. Isse tere paas jab sayyede do jahan hai, na kyun phir rashke aflaq, na kyun rashke aflaq ho phir madina. When you have got sayyede do jahan, master of both. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made him Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Sayyidul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. So when you have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your land, then why should not the heavens and the earth and everything else be envious? Especially the heavens, the skies, the flock, why should they not be envious? When you, O earth of Madina Sharif, have got Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting. Which place is surrounded by angels all round. Angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bringing durood and salam from different parts of the world. We believe in what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has said to be the truth and nothing but the truth. So when the person is in Madina Sharif, he must truly believe that 70,000 angels are descending there every day to his salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salat. And besides that, the millions of them that come from all over, different parts of the world, as soon as we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is there. How long did it take us to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The speediest of all communication. Our cell phone technology and computer technology has now made it easy for us to understand that within seconds the message can reach another part of the globe. Within seconds. So that Allah who gave man the chip to invent the chip, cannot he have that kind of technology? Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the whole of Madina Sharif is like under the umbrella of the angels, under the wings of the angels. Look at the sukoon, the tranquility, the peace. No way in the world can any person experience that kind of tranquility.
Tere paas jab sayyede do jahan hai, न क्यों रश के अफलाक हो फिर मदीना मुबारक तुझे हो ऐ अर्ज़े मदीना नबी का शहर है ये शहरे मदीना तेरे सब्ज गुम्बद पे आलम फिदा है तेरे सब्ज गुम्बद पे आलम फिदा है फलक जैसे चूमे जमीने मदीना
तेरे सब्ज गुम्बद पे आलम फिदा है There can be no poet who wrote any Naat Sharif but that he will mention somewhere in his poetry, the Gumbad-e-Khizra, the green dome. We can have green domes on our masajid. We can have green domes in different parts of the world. But which green dome can be like the green dome over the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Over which green dome so many angels come? He said, that noor and that brightness and that light. And the tajalli that is on that green dome, can any person find it anywhere else? They said, there is sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai. As soon as we see the green dome, straight away our heart and mind goes towards Madina Sharif. We can't go into details, otherwise we have to explain to you what the green dome is. Falak jaise chume zameene Madina. And it is as if the skies also come down to kiss the earth and ground of Madina Sharif.
Tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai फलक जैसे चूमे जमीने मदीना मुबारक तुझे हो ऐ अर्ज़े मदीना नबी का शहर है ये शहरे मदीना तेरा जर्रा जर्रा निशाने नबी है तेरा जर्रा जर्रा निशाने नबी है फिदा तुझ पे मैं खाके शहरे मदीना
Anyway in Madina Sharif, whatever you look at, it reminds you of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the history of Madina Sharif. Is the history of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is coming into Madina Sharif. Masjid-e-Quba, the first masjid that was built after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hijrat. And who builds that masjid? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that masjid in the Quran Sharif. The masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwal yawmin ahakku an taquma fee. Fihi rijalun yuhibbuna an yutahharu. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahirin. Look at the praises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows upon that masjid. And why should it not be? Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his mubarak hands and his companions, each and every one of them with a shining heart and purified heart, they are laying the foundation. And amongst them is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, all these people, and his other great companions. So whether you look at Masjid al-Quba, and then when you come into Madina Sharif from a distance, when you look at the green dome, then straight away you know that beneath that green dome, you can take a billion qasams and say that most certainly, definitely, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was laid to rest there. Other parts of the world, if they say some Nabi was buried here or some Nabi was buried there, we can't say with certainty. We'll say, we accept whatever you are saying, but we can't say it with certainty. But here, with certainty you can say that those people who even tried to take away the body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those 40 people that entered, there's a whole history to it. The ground opened up and swallowed them. Then even those who dug tunnel to come up there, they too Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exposed their evil. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with certainty we can say he is there beneath the kingdom. Then if you look at the Riyazul Jannah, the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his time, ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawzatun min Riyazul Jannah. The person when he's sitting there, he just, mind goes back. Ah, what kind of an imam was leading the congregation? And what kind of musallis and muqtadis and congregation there was behind him? The one leading the congregation was Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. The one reading the Quran Sharif in the namaz on that musalla and standing in that mihrab, which we even see up till today, was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon whom the Quran Sharif was revealed. What kind of recitation that must have been. With what heart Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have been reciting the Quran Sharif. It brought tears into the eyes of the people that were listening to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then how many angels must have been descending in that time. And especially when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is coming out from his Hujra Mubarak, from his home. And what was his home? A small 2x2 room. Sahaba-i-Kiram, they used to start sitting from the first saf, not like us, we start sitting from the last saf. From the first saf, they used to be already seated. They used to look forward to getting into the first saf. All the virtues of the first row they knew. So the first saf is full, then the second one is full, then the third one is full. That's how they used to go to the back. If somebody has got some excuse or some valid reason, then it's different. But just to sit at the back so that we can keep on looking this side, that side, this side, that side, then when are we going to get that concentration into that salat? Now there the Sahaba Ikram are sitting. And now their gazes are there on the Mubarak door of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Within a few seconds, just now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam will emerge. He will come out. And his coming out was like the full moon, or like the bright shining sun. Ah, what must have been that masjid at that time? And then he's sitting there, giving advices, nasihat, his khutbas, receiving the delegations, all those sutoons and pillars there, they give us different stories. Sutoon Aisha, sutoon Tawbah, sutoon of this and sutoon of that, different pillars. Each one has got a story. If only they could say whatever they saw, whatever they witnessed, whatever they heard, if only they could say, and we could press a button there and listen to them. So the congregation was led by Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mullah Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, Us zamane mein masjid kachi thi. On one occasion, he was making itikaf, it rained, the water came inside, and the place became muddy. So, Us zamane mein masjid kachi thi, lekin namazi pakke thi. Aaj hamari masajid pakki ho gayi, lekin namazi kachi ho gayi.
تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیداں احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیداں سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیداں سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ.
We have to just discuss the battle of Uhud. 70 sahabas gave their life. No one betrayed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam except those munafiqeen, hypocrites. From the beginning they were not Muslims. But they are prepared to give their lives. As if they wrote the history of Islam with their blood and showed us what is loyalty to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So whether we look at Uhud or whether we look at Khandaq, we look at the other masajid that are around there, whichever area we look at it, it is Nishan-e-Nabi.
Nishani hai Islam مکی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ.
Time is running out very, very fast, so we'll stop there. But that is what Medina Sharif is, that we take lessons, we take lessons. Those who go there, then of course they are there and they take lessons. And those who cannot go there for whatever reason, then it does not mean that they cannot take lessons from what happened in Medina Sharif. Why are these history books written? Why is the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in so many volumes, but yet there is no end to it? New compilations, Sirah and life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, people are writing and writing and writing, but it seems that there is no end to it. So it does not mean that only those who go there and they take lessons. Don't we know what happened in Uhud, or should we not know, even if we don't have the opportunity to go there, or what happened in Badr, or the sacrifices that were made at the time of Khandaq, and all the other incidents in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So just as we find so much of time for other things, we should take out some time to read the history of Sahaba, companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were guiding stars. Whichever one of those guiding stars you follow, you will get hidayat. Any one of them. Iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. What kind of companions? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions, to light up that fire of love in our hearts. The person must have ishq and muhabbat. The person who loves a film actor or a film actress, then the person wants to dress like that. wants to walk like that, wants to talk like that, hairstyle like that, shirt like that, pants like that. And the woman want to behave like that film actress, makeup like that, hairstyle like that, dress like that, and behave also like an animal. No haya, no shame, no modesty. Because they've got love for somebody. In our walk, in our talk, in our guftar, our kirdar, in everything, in our walk, in our talk, in our actions, in our dealings, in our akhlaq, in our etiquettes, in our morals, in our behavior, and our dealing and relationship with our wives, our children, our parents, our families, our neighbors, our Muslims and non-Muslim societies. With everyone, the person must be able to say that this person is an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the person who does not know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he sees, then he says that this person is different from all the other Muslims that I see around. So what is he? Or who is he? It must make him inquisitive. It must make him ask that who is this person? Such honest and truthful person. What wonderful character. He's concerned about the poor, the needy, the destitute, the neighbors, and the rights. Takes into consideration the rights of others. Does not disturb the peace of others without any justification. The wives must be able to say that we have a husband, we wish everybody else could have had a husband like that. The children must be able to say that I wish everyone else could have a father like we have. The brothers and sisters must be able to say, I wish everybody else could have a brother and sister like we have. That's the kind of lifestyle we must bring. Then see how Islam spreads. At present they say sometimes, don't go by the outward. Don't go by the zahir. I married that person looking at his outward garb and piety and see what I'm going through. So don't ever make that mistake. And now it's gone further. Don't marry that hafizab also. Don't marry a hafiz also in a hurry. I married a hafiz and he ended up in drugs. I ended up in marrying a husband with drug habits. Then they said, don't marry that Haji Sahab also. And don't marry that Maulana Sahab too. And don't marry... Now, so how are you going to then spread Islam? If now this whole tables have turned, then how are we going to spread Islam? May Allah Ta'ala give me also, give you also, and the entire Ummah, the Tawfiq of Amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وی ایکنالج دیٹ وی آر دا موسٹ سنفل سروینٹس آف یورز آن دا سرفیس آف دا ارتھ بٹ ویئر ڈو وی گو مائی اللہ وی ہیو کم ٹو یور ڈور وت گریٹ ہوپ ان یور مرسی فور یو ہیو ڈکلیئرڈ یور سیلف ارحم الراحمین most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah, 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 Allah.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most forgiving Allah, oh my most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant Allah. After this majlis of zikr, we extended our begging bowls before you. You are watching us this very moment, my beloved Allah. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. You are well aware of every action and deed of ours. Ey Rabbi Kareem, indeed we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. But your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed that something that is most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are therefore turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are all powerful, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, almighty. Ey Rabbi Kareem, all treasures belong to you. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you have blessed us with life. You have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with health, with wealth. Hey Rabbi Kareem, you created the heavens and the earth, the waters of the ocean, the wind, the rain. Hey Rabbi Kareem, you have blessed us with so much, so much. But we are so ungrateful servants of yours, my Allah. We use your ni'mats, your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah besides you, you would have destroyed us. You would have sent the tsunamis against us. You would have sent the gale force winds against us. You would have shaken the ground on which we walk. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how generous you are, how kind you are, how forgiving you are. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ab to maaf farma. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat and guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, use us for the service of your deen. Ay Rabbi Kareem, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ay Rabbi Kareem, it is just your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then, you did not destroy us there and then. You didn't cause any embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace to come upon us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are therefore seeking from you, for you are Arhamur Rahimeen. You are Ghafurur Rahim. You are most forgiving, my beloved Allah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, forgive us. Give us the tawfiq and the grace to fulfill the rights of all. Our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rights of both Muslims and the non-Muslims. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with piety and with taqwa. Bless us with a life of truthfulness, honesty and dignity. Protect us and safeguard us from adultery, from fornication. Ay Rabbi Kareem, protect us and safeguard us from dishonesty, from cheating, from gambling, from drinking, from womanizing, from watching the haram sites on the internet, from discos, cinemas, theatres and drugs. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the realization that there will be no peace, no happiness, no contentment, no satisfaction in your disobedience. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the realization that the day of judgment is going to come. That we have to leave this world someday. That we are not going to remain here forever and ever. Someday the angel of death is going to squeeze out the soul from our bodies. Our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Our tongues will be able to wag no more. The hands with which we touched haram. The tongues with which we spoke haram. The eyes with which he gazed haram. Everything will come to a stop. Ay Rabbi Kareem, our clothes will be removed. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. Water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies. Before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we'll be given the garment of kafan. Our homes, our properties, our businesses, our gold and silver, everything will remain behind. We'll be given a garment of kafan, few sheets on our bodies. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ay Rabbi Kareem, will be transported on the shoulders of people. For the weight of our sins would be so much that we will not be able to walk to the qabr. will be covering our faces in the coffin. We will be ashamed. How are we going to face you? But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. You are most merciful, most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness. Therefore, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Aaj raat hame maaf kar de. Hey Rabbi Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are sick and ailing, spiritually sick and physically ill. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Hey Rabbi Kareem, forgive us. Purify our hearts. We are physically ill. Give us complete shifa from all ailments. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, bless them with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make the umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Those who have set out in your path, Ay Rabbi Kareem, unki hifazat farma. Unko zariye hidayat bana. Ay Rabbi Kareem, accept our madaris, masajid and khanqas. Am sabko Allah wala bana. Am sabko ek bana aur nek bana. Ay Rabbi Kareem, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye ka. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda va umde karam aaya. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. And especially the ummah of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma, humare masajid ki hifazat farma. Mujahideen-e-Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, popping drugs, adultery, fornication, or watching some haram sites. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ay Rabbi Kareem, amari hifazat farma, hifazat farma. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Salawati Adeen aur Aza ke saath Madina Sharif mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we know we are not deserving of it, but we are seeking from you. At the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khatam al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya shafi'i al-muslimin. Let our souls depart. Let our bodies become a patch of the graveyard of Madina Sharif. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be destined that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl and kindness, remove the difficulties, pain and suffering. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna, wa tub alayna. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه. برحمتك يا أرحم.